In this week's parsha, we find one of the only three mitzvos that the Rambam and the Chinuch count in Sefer Bereishis. Al kein lo yochlu bnei Yisrael gid hanoshesh or al kafa yorech ad hayom hazeh ki nogav v'chaf yerech Yaakov begid hanoshesh. That we don't need to get hanoshesh because that's where this mysterious assailant injured Yaakov in this week's parsha. So many of the farshim wonder, so it's very nice that the mysterious assailant injured Yaakov in this week's parsha in the gid hanoshesh, but you know, why is it important to have to remember this ad hayom hazeh? Like, why is that relevant to us? Just because the story happened with Yaakov Avinu, why is that so important? So the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh takes a more mystical approach and said, if the angel is Saro Shel Esav, who is the Samael and represents all the forces of evil, and he touched injured Yaakov in that place, then that place got all the forces of evil. And therefore, we don't want to eat it because we don't want to ingest all the negativity that sort of got concentrated in that one part of the body, based on this story. But most of the Mefarshim assume that, you know, just because the angel touched Yaakov's Gid Hanoshesh, it doesn't necessarily mean that there's extra klipos in the Gid Hanoshesh of a random cow on a farm somewhere. And they say, no, it's a remembrance. It's like matzah and maror. To remember the story of Yaakov fighting with the assailant, this mysterious assailant, Parsh Vayishlach, we don't need to get on us. In every generation, it reminds us of that story. Okay, the question is, why is it so important to remind us of that story? So here, the Dasa Kenu Bali Tosfos and the Rush and the Tor all give, or the Bali Tosfos, all give two basic pshatim. One, they say, is Persume Nisa. To remember that Hashem saved Yaakov from this Malach, or whoever exactly he was, Yaakov really should have been killed. Yaakov for sure could not stand up to this opponent. Only Hashem saved him, and he got away with a little injury. So it's like, okay, remember, Yaakov got away with a little injury, and Hashem saved him. Otherwise, we wouldn't have Klal Yisrael. So it was a big nes that Hashem did for us, that he saved Yaakov. And every time we don't need to get on Asha, we remember, every time we don't need to get on Asha, we remember that nes. The second shot that the Bali Tosfos have is a little bit of a musser. They say, ah, hold on. Why was Yaakov attacked? Because Vayivasa Yaakov back, Levado, he went back on his own. Why did Yaakov go back on his own? I mean, he wasn't a loner. He had 11 sons with him. He had a whole family there. I understand. Your father's old. He was an old man at this point. Your father's old. You're going to let him go back alone? So the answer is, Taka, we did something wrong. The Shvatim said, oh, Yaakov, you know, he's going back for a few things. Let him do his Mishigas by himself. The old man has Mishigas. That's his problem. And they didn't escort their father, right? They weren't Mechabe, didn't do Kibbut Av properly. And therefore, he got injured. So to this very day, every time we don't need to get on Asha, we remind ourselves that we have to be more Makbid and Kibbut Av and Covetives again. And then Hidra Vardarta Pnei Zakein, that, you know, if our father needs help, we should always help him. And even if he's going back for Pachim Ketan and we don't think it's so important, we should always be extra Makbid and Covet of elders and especially of our father and help them. Okay, so that's two possible pshatim. Either it reminds us of the Nes, that Hashem saved Yaakov, or reminds us of the kibbut of aim that they didn't do, and how careful we have to be to always try to help our parents and make sure that when they get old and frail, they don't suffer because we leave them on our own. But I thought maybe you could say a more pashut pshat. The Medrash says that this is referring to the Doro Shel Shema, the times when the Goyim really get us, and they really injure us, and there are times when things are very difficult. Yaakov, out of all the Avos, he suffered the most difficulty. He was persecuted. All the others had their challenges. You know, sometimes they had to wait for having kids, and sometimes they got into a little trouble, and they were the Paro and the Avimelech and this and that. But Yaakov, Mamish, he's the Gullus. He suffered at the hands of Lavan, and he was almost killed by Esav, and he suffered this, and then he suffered later, and the rest of the parashas really hardly gets any better. Yaakov represents, really, the experience of Am Yisrael, you know, through most of our history, where we've suffered and been persecuted and been exiled and had religious persecution and shmad, and it's been very, very tough for us. And what's really the there's a philosophy of like, oh, like, you know, hakola tova, everything's good, which is true on a deep philosophical level, you know, but just smile and everything's great and everything will be perfect and everything will be wonderful, etc. But that's not life. In life, there are things that are really tough. there are things that are difficult and there's suffering and there's tragedies. And what do you do with that? Do you deny that's part of life? See, look at Yaakov Avinu. No, he wrestled with this malach and he escaped with his life, but he got badly injured. But what happened in the end? It's interesting. Vayizrach lo hashemesh kasher avar es pniel v'utzolei al yirecho al kein lo yochlu b'nei Yisrael eskin anasha. The sun rose for him. Meaning he had tough times, he got injured, he had trouble, it didn't work out the way he wanted. But what does it mean the sun rose for him? Rashi says the healing sun. Clearly the sun rising means, but in the end, it worked out. In the end, he survived. In the end, the geula came. In the end, the light came to shine away the darkness of the night. And he was limping, but he survived and he got to found Klal Yisrael. The message of Yaakov's life, much more so than Avraham Yitzchak, is that things could be really tough and not everything always works out the way we want. And sometimes we suffer and sometimes Am Yisrael has really hard times in their history. But in the end, the sun will rise for us. And in the end, we might limp to the finish line. But in the end, we'll get there. And, you know, the Romans persecuted us a lot and they're gone. And the Greeks persecuted us. And, I mean, there are some people in Greece now, but it's not the same culture there. And, you know, all these nations that persecuted us so much are lost in the sands of history. And we're still here, one step closer to the ultimate, to the ultimate Geula Shleima. And maybe that's really what we remember every time. Why is it so important to remember? It's important to remember there was one of the Avos who got injured and limped and had a really, really tough time and things didn't work out for him. And he founded Klal Yisrael. And in the end, and he's why we're here now. And in every generation, sometimes we should all only have good things happen to us in history. But in all those tough generations, when they had to survive the Inquisitions and the pogroms and the Holocaust, every time they remembered the Gita Nusha, they said, yes, it's a Dor Shel Shmad. Yes, we're limping, but Davka, the Av who limped, founded Mitoso Shlema, founded Klal Yisrael, and Davka, we, who have a lot of trouble, and are Lumadim Imakos, as some of us saw this morning, throughout our history, we know that in the end, Vayizrach Lo Hashemesh, that will not stop us from reaching our destiny, and that trials and tribulations are just the price to pay when you are bringing the world to its geula. And just like the sun rose for Yaakov, it gave us hope throughout history, and we know that the geula will ultimately come, even though the road is sometimes very difficult. Shabbat Shalom. It's an interesting